Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Corner. We've got a premiere of Real Hentai Situation 2, which you can buy right now on Steam as Real Anime Situation. And you can get the patch.moe from Shiravune. Yes, patch.moe. I wonder what would happen if I clicked on that and if I bought the Steam version. Patch.moe. I wonder. So why don't you guys check that out? Anyway, you can go ahead and pick this game up also on Just USA. Manga Gamer, I believe, has it. And I think Kagura too. I'm not sure. GOG will have it eventually, but they don't have it yet. They might even have it tomorrow. Who knows? Or today, since technically it's 1:30 in the morning. Okay, so enough of my bullshit. Let's get started. It's fucking hot in here. You guys don't realize the sacrifices I make in here. There's no air conditioning. It's, I don't know what degrees, but it's hot. It's hot degrees. How about that? Okay, let's see if I can break this down. Right now I'm at school. See that? I'm peeking into the classroom where I normally have classes. I'm sure this is reality. But the scene hitting my eyeballs, playing out in this sacred place of learning, seems about as unreal as anything I could imagine. Oh, by the way, all the VAs in this game are very seasoned VAs. There are credits going back to 1997 for some of these VAs. So they're fairly old, but that doesn't mean they can't do the thing. Trust me. The girl before me is one of my classmates, Shikage Otori. Some of the VAs might be older than I am. If you were doing VA work in 97, and I was like 5, so yeah. She says, my pussy feels so good. And I guess she's using an eraser? Man, these age scenes are really coming along, aren't they? Now, I can't do a damn thing about the mosaic. This is the future of hentai games. Like, Shiravune gets all the big licenses, guys. What am I supposed to do? Do I have to go to the office and just cry and beg and plead? Please give us the uncensored pussy, please. And they'll say, no, you take what you get and you'll be happy, American. So, that's what we get. She's sitting in my seat and, well, masturbating. More specifically, she's doing so with my pen. Can I do something to get rid of this ugly red border? Well, we can do that. And, of course, you can see her, but I don't like that. I think we can go a step further, can't we? Different read text color, text language, after choices, basic settings. Ah, here we are. Boom! Nothing. There we go. This is amazing. I'd never think of all this stuff. In our classroom where someone could come along at any time. Like, for example, me, who came back because I forgot something. What if I snuck in there quietly? What then? Oh, that feels so good, my clit. More! She doesn't seem to have taken that eventuality into consideration at all, just happily going at her pussy for anyone to see. It's like that Ren and Stimpy thing where they say, nobody's watching! And then all of a sudden they show the window and there's everyone. There's a mother and father, a boy and the horse, and they're all giving these horrible looks. Oh, terrible! Horrible, what is going on these days? Hold on, take it easy. Just chill out. Is this a dream? Nah, it can't be. So why is she doing this? Why the masturbatory practices? Well, you know, school is a place to study, and I guess she's studying up on that. The two of us are classmates, nothing more. There hasn't been a single indication that she might have feelings for me. Oh, wow. There's so much, I'm dripping wet. But here she is, using the pen that I normally use, except not for what I use it for. And I doubt I'll ever use it again after this. Oh, come on, sir, be a man! Sure, it'll have a smell to it, but, you know, you'll be respected among your peers for that. This is wrong, but I can't keep it in! It's definitely my pen that's rubbing over her pussy and making her moan and wail. If the only thing going on was where she was sitting, maybe that could be chalked up to coincidence. But there's no doubt about that. She's getting turned on by thinking specifically of me. See, this notebook is something else. I suddenly realize what she's using to fuel this sexual session. It's packed full of sexual situations. Wow, my pussy is dripping. She's got a notebook open on the table. It's mine. I'd recognize it anywhere, the diary as one might call it, of Toro Seyu. Of course, what it contains is much more than a simple diary. An incredibly special document, one might say, with very sensitive content. The issue here, however, is how she got her dripping little fingers on it. I can't take this. Ha! Well, that's more of a Dragon Ball's. Maybe not. That's probably not what they were going for. But that's how it read! I've never felt this way before. What is this feeling? Man, it's like two 80s fucking references there. My womb is numbing up. Seo, you're a genius. She calls my name again. That's definitely my diary that she's reading. In the moment of confirmation, my hand reaches for my own crotch. I'm rock hard and desperate for release. My pussy feels so good. My womb is tingling. No, no. I can't. I can't do that. Here, in this situation, if someone found me, it'd be the end of my life. How the hell did I end up here anyway? Keeping my hand firmly away from myself, I look back to try and find where this all started. It all started this morning. I can hear a voice. Someone is calling me, but from far away. It's gonna be like discipline.
Uh-oh.
It is gonna be like discipline. You won't wake up, huh? In that case, you leave me with no choice. Come on, wake up. Why won't you wake up for me? I can make out the words, but I'm still dozing, unable to reply. The magic of the warm blanket is all around me. Blankets are the best. You aren't gonna wake up? You really don't want to? Then I guess you won't care if something like this happens! Huh? I hear the sound of things rubbing together. Come on, sweet little Toru. Rise and shine. Ah! Now I feel something pressing down onto me. That makes my eyelids finally open, although still, super slowly. There we go! Good morning, sleepyhead. The face of a girl comes into view, blurry but lying close to me. Now? That's right, Buster. Morning! Oh, it's just now. Oh my! Hee-hee, you were sleeping so soundly. I guess I did put you through your paces last night. Well, that's just how it goes, right? I have no idea what you mean. I give a listless reply. Huh? My blurred vision is filled with the color of skin. In gigantic boobs. There's something soft looking there. What is that? Pudding? Melons? I wonder. You little perv, Toru. Now gives me a smile, spotting where I'm looking. You like them that much, do you? My titties? Hold on a minute. Let me see. Let me go ahead and take them out of that little shirt there, and we'll make a full examination here and see how much I do love those titties of yours. Perv? Titties? What's she talking about? I'm no perv. Wait. Good Lord. Wah! I reflexively shout loudly, just like that. I'm suddenly awake. Oh, you're such a drama queen. Well, I mean, my goodness. That's like fucking Chloe Vevrier. If you know Chloe Vevrier. Yeah. She's a classic natural boobs girl. Natural. She never did the only time she ever had larger breasts is when she got pregnant. Pregnancy boobs. And maybe she gained some weight. Well, she probably gained some weight over the years anyway. Or, Hitomi Tanaka. I think that's Hitomi's size, don't you? Looks like it. I've got every right to shout like that. My eyes were filled with titties! Indeed, a vast crevasse between two mighty melons. That was a crazy reaction, though. You a little too excited, Toru? It's my classmate, Naorindo, who is now pointing at me and laughing. Toru's classmate and female friend. Good Lord, it said she had an eye cup! I believe it! I'm pretty close with her. I'm pretty close with her out of the girls in my class. She comes by every morning so she can walk to school with me. By the way, that info thing just kind of went away on its own. Like, I couldn't stop that. It just happened. So I'm sorry if you guys didn't get to see it. And I recommend you get the game or just pause the video when we get to that if you care that much about it. But we did catch that she was an eye cup, and I don't think they're joking. Hey, hold on. She's also always trying this kind of stuff. As a guy, I'd be lying if I said I didn't get some pleasure from it. I mean, check out those big titties. They haven't done anything wrong. Not a damn thing, sir. I know a lot of people would say, Grim, what is it with you and these games with big titty girls? Well, that's because when I was a younger man, and still a man of my age, I tend to like the women with the larger titties. I have absolutely been fortunate enough to date women and have sex with women that have gigantic titties before. And yes, it was quite fun. Maybe they didn't offer so much in personality, but, you know, it was fun. But that's also not the issue here. I think anyone would let out a yelp walking up to this. Take a closer look. Girls shouldn't be going around shoving their goods in others' faces. Blasphemy, I say! Put them away, please. What? You're making things up about yesterday, too. What's putting me through my paces supposed to mean? What? You don't want to see them? Come on, I don't mind. That's why I'm so close, to give you a good look. Look, even Krom, Conan's god, is like, come on now, show us some titties. With boobs that big, distance isn't the issue. No, don't sidetrack me now. Oh, what's wrong? Are you having some kind of issue? I mean, waking up to this, you better believe there's a rock hard issue. No, stop that. If you smell! What I mean is, you can't do this to a guy. You'll give him the wrong idea. That's not very convincing. When you've got some serious morning wood going on, poke, poke. We smell what you're cooking, Rock. We smell what you're cooking. Yeah, sure, it's raging pretty hard right now. No, stop it. Don't try to touch it. I hurriedly brush away her hand as she tries to touch me. My heart can't take this every morning. Your face is bright red, so cute. Ah, come on now. I'm happy you come to wake me up like this. You bet I am. Sounds like there's a butt coming. Is there a butt? If you're happy, then what's the problem? Now responds by pushing her tits together again. Woo! When they do that. Please, if you're gonna wake me up, do it like a normal person. None of this confusing stuff. Oh, what's so confusing? You don't have those kinds of feelings for me, right? Yeah, but I'm sure his dick does. You've got an answer for everything. I can't take it. My heart can't take this! No, literally. He's got such a fucking boner that his heart's about to bust out of his fucking chest. Get this man to an emergency room. He's gonna die. Blood vessel's gonna burst. I'm really happy that we get along so well and that you come to wake me up like this. I really am, but... He sounds like everything's fine then. Why can't I give you a titty wake-up call? Nope, it's just no good. You know, a girl might get the wrong idea if you keep telling her no. We've had this conversation multiple times, we aren't dating. This can't be right and proper. Could it be you were hoping for something a little spicier? Ah, you should have said so earlier, you sly dog. Hey, no! You're so much fun to mess with. You're such a virgin, ha! Such a cute little cherry pie. Ah, you sure know how to damage a man's pride. He wasn't built for tough. What's the problem with being a virgin? Is it so wrong? All men start out as boys. You haven't done it yet either now. Hmm? What haven't I done? Had what? You little perv, Toru. Gah! You're right, I'm a virgin too. I guess I can't really mock you for it. When the time comes to climb those stairs, we should do it together. Gah! I bet that got your motor running. This little minx, she's out of control. Anyway, I'll head downstairs. Don't take too long up here. Hey, don't mock me and just run off. Good lord! Okay. Look at all... Wow! Look at the boobs on the poster behind him. If you didn't know that this guy was a titty man, it's right there. It's right there. Any woman walks in, she said, oh, I guess you're a titty man. Ding, 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 you guess right. Well, those girls, I mean, they're different sizes. Those two are a little larger. And also, guys, let's go ahead and look at this for a minute. Okay, so that's her stomach. So, I want to say, yeah, I've dated women with breasts that large. Yeah, I'm honest. Like, you can give me a lie detector. I'm not bullshitting you. I know a lot of guys on the internet like say, oh, I didn't know. They fucking put lie detector past. When? Grim? How? It was luck. It was goddamn luck. I met her in a chat room. No shit. Met her in a chat room. We happened to be around the same area. We got together, we watched a movie. We watched The Tree of Life, which is really good. And then after that, we got a little drunk and had sex, and I got to play with her big titties, and it was fun. I mean, there you go. I mean, we did the thing. So, yeah, I mean, it is what it is. And, of course, there was another one, which I knew from many, many years. Same size. Same size. I mean, look, all the women I've dated, the most of them, they stood out, right? you could see her tits, like, from far away. Like, it's just one of those things. Or she would literally, like, I remember she'd stand outside the library, and she would just, like, kind of shake him around a little bit, just kind of showing me, hey, look at me. I'm serious, guys. That's real experience. That's a real hentai situation, I guess you could say. But yeah, back to this wonderful game. Man, this is worth my money. I can't remember how much I paid for it. I know it wasn't that much. Also, if you like big titties, because we know you're here, you can also get Ninojima, or Nonijima, one of those. Somebody's going to correct me, but basically you can get both of these games together in a bundle right now on Steam, and of course you have to go to patch.moe to get the, the cool little thing that makes all the magic happen. But, yeah. You can get them both as a patch, or excuse me, you can get them both as a package, rather, and you can pay probably about $30 for both. Now, one only has 3 hours of content. It's basically a man that's alone on an island, and he gets to bang these big, busty women. I mean, What's wrong with that? There's no men on the island. Just him and big busty women. I mean, it's amazing, right? It's a paradise. If I could take a few days off and go to an island with big busty women, I'd be there. But I can't. Gotta work, make money. And there's this one, which is 25 hours of content, guys. 25 hours of content. There is some kind of a story here, but there's a lot of titties as well. And you know what? I like story and I like titties. What's wrong with that? All right. So, that brings us to the end of our little preview for this one. I don't want to play too much because it just came out, and I don't want Shiravune to be like, hey, Graham, you're doing too much of the game. We don't want to show them everything. We want them to buy it. And we do. We don't want you to go to F95 on this one. If you can buy it, please buy it, because you're supporting more great games. By the way, I picked up another clock-up game that's coming out. It's pretty fucked up. Yes, it's by the writers of Maggot Bates, the actual writers. And it's a fucked up love story. And it has a guide in which several other stories. It's called The Lone Wolf and The Curious... I don't know. It's crazy. It's fucked up. Like, I already read the synopsis. So, we will have more fucked up stuff to come as well. There's always more fucked up stuff as long as they're licensing Clock Up, right? So add that to Dead Days and Sacrifice Villains. Yeah, there's plenty of fucked up stuff, but... And honestly, I kind of prefer that stuff to Koronu. Because Koronu, it didn't really have a point. And these games actually have stories. Like the Clock Up games, they're story-based. So even if fucked up shit's going on, at least there's a reason for me to give a damn. But yeah, bringing us back to the lighter-hearted side. This week will feature lighter-hearted kind of approaches. We kind of fucked off Waifu Week this whole goddamn week. I'm sorry, there was the days when I didn't want to make content because some fucking good games were coming out. And I'm talking fan games, I'm talking real, official games. Frog Gun just fucking came out, but I don't have the ability to download it. I'm talking Frog Gun Encore. Which, again, is Moligato. Moligato made Shady Lucart and both Marble Maid games. So, if you like those, you'll probably like this Safe for Work Mega Man Legends inspired kind of action puzzle game. Frog Gun Encore. It's a sequel to the original, and it's a lot better than the original from what I played in the Sage demo. But it's now available. It's only like $12, so pick that up. Support Moligato, and also support those Shady Lucart and Marble Maids and all those if you like them. So, alright, guys. I think that's pretty much all I've got for you right now. So this will be the Grim Lord, and we will see you next time on Grim's Hentai Corner with more great hentai games. We'll be going back to some of the old staples tomorrow. This is just a preview, but I left her titties there so you can stare at them. All right, I'm out. Later.